It's a city in ruin. Tens of thousands of Palestinians have returned to what's left of their homes in Gaza City. Many have been completely destroyed by Israeli airstrikes. There's a mix of hope and sorrow.
Reaching this place felt like my soul returned to me, even though we know our homes are destroyed. But we were shocked by the scale of the devastation. What did we do to deserve this?
Yes, it's true that we have returned to our homes, but our homes are destroyed and unlivable. Now, we must try as much as possible to live with this reality, just to survive.
But this is just the beginning. There are many more people making the journey from the south of the enclave back home. Around 90% of the population has been displaced since the start of the war.
I've been waiting eagerly since the early morning for the moment they will allow us to return to the north. I, along with more than 1.5 million Palestinians from Gaza, are going back to the north on foot.
As well as living in temporary accommodation and tents, Palestinians are faced with famine-like conditions amid a shortage of aid. As part of the deal agreed between Israel and Hamas, unconditional aid is to be delivered into Gaza, a minimum of 400 trucks daily for the first 5 days of the agreement. Then it will gradually increase.